Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Anonymous Advice Podcast. I am Andrew, and happy Monday. What is it? March 22nd. Wow. It is springtime. It was nice this weekend. Did you get outside? Did you do anything fun? I went for a walk. I went for a run. I was sliding into a couple of people's DMs. I got a story for next week's podcast. Woo-wee. This is one of them. One for the ages. But yeah, hope everyone had a great weekend. I'm recording this a little late. This fucking personal trainer is kicking my ass. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, please do. I had Keaton on. It was amazing. Great advice. I got this personal trainer a couple weeks ago. Really, really tough. Only two times a week. I'm trying to, you know, work out more, trying to be a bit more healthy. We had to go over our vices. I was like, booze, women, gambling, sliding into people's DMs, probably any type of junk food. Anything good, I feel like, is a vice. Anything you're walking around being like, I want it, but I shouldn't. I feel like that's a vice. Carrots aren't a vice. Can you eat too many carrots? Can you drink too much water? Can you lift too much weight? Can you walk around too much? Can you call your parents too much? Yeah, that's a vice. I call my parents. I'm just too good of a person. Yeah, that's my vice in life, okay? But anyway, trying to get better at some stuff, working out more, cutting more things out. One of the things that I got back into, which I feel bad about, I've never had a sweet tooth, really ever in my life. But the only sweet thing I like sometimes is a nice little soda pop, you know? But it's so bad for you, so I've been trying to cut that out. I used to be so good at seltzer. I used to really, really love grapefruit seltzer, and I have to tell this story here. It's another airplane story, but let's just call it the grapefruit seltzer incident, and it haunts my mind forever. So I had to go to the good old state of Florida, the Sunshine State, the state of the Mockingbird. I don't know if you knew that. The state of Disney World. I'm going to Disney World. Let's go, everybody. I wasn't there for Disney World, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway. So I woke up a little bit hungover on this particular day. I took a girl out and, you know, we went around town. And I got to stop doing this because I stay up super late. Like, I stopped caring about flights in the early a.m. Like, I just, like, I'll go to a show and it's like, I know it's 11 o'clock. My flight's at 7. I'm going to just keep on keeping on. You know, I'll just be like, I'll set an alarm for whatever, 5 or whatever. I'm going to stop doing that. But anyway, I woke up, head hurt a little bit, went to the airport. I was like, get there, buddy, let's go. Come on, keep going. Uber driver was kind of pissed at me. And I get there. Everything's fine. I get there on time, and I'm like, oh my God, I could really use a seltzer. I was dehydrated. I'm like, that grapefruit one looks good over there. Paid the $7 for it, whatever. And I drank about half of it. I was like, glug, glug, glug. Oh my God. Feeling a little bit better at this point. Get on the flight. I'm like, I can't drink any more of this. I'll just take it on because I'll probably have it later. Flight was great. Flight attendant, amazing person, middle-aged woman. So I'm sitting in the aisle seat. There's a woman in the middle with a nice leather jacket on. I was looking at it. I was like, man, that's sick. And her boyfriend, both probably my age, maybe a little bit older, probably in their late 30s. You know, just having fun, you know, talking, chatting, giggling. I don't know. So anyway, we're about to descend, okay? So we're getting there. I haven't drank any more of this grapefruit seltzer. And the flight attendant comes by, she's like, trash, trash, anyone got trash? And I said, let me just throw this out right now. I'm like, all right, I'll just throw this out. And she's like, you got to take the cap off and dump it out, and then you'll be good to go and I can take it. I lift it up, take the cap off, and have you guys, do you guys remember Super Soakers from the 90s? You know, you pump them up and you fucking click it and you shoot it at somebody. They ended up making a lot more than just the smaller ones. And there was a one that was like a Super Soaker 3000. I swear to God, this thing took the cap off. It sprayed directly into the middle seat's face, the lady's face. And I've never heard a flight attendant scream before. Now, usually screaming flight attendants is not good. I've never heard anyone in a middle seat scream before next to me. That's usually not good. But when this happened, the flight attendant, middle seat, the guy's like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? Where's the cap? You know, the deer in the headlights? That's a saying, right? I fucking froze up. I couldn't find the cap. The entire thing sprayed. It didn't even hit me. didn't even hit me. For some reason, I don't know, was the plane turning? I don't fucking know, went right in her fucking face, all over her leather jacket. For 5 seconds, if the entire bottle went everywhere, besides me, I got out of it. I was like, how did I not get wet? But before that, she was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? The flight attendant's like, why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? I'm like, I don't know. You told me to open it. What's going on over here? And I at this point, I was crying. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was like, here's my napkin. It says Delta on it. You know, I'm trying to wipe her off. I'm like, can you move your pretzels out of the way? I gotta do this. And she's like, just give me. She like ripped them out of my hand. She's like, give me them. And then, you know, she's patting her leather jacket down. I'm like, I start crying. I'm like, hey, flight attendant, I gotta move. We still got a half an hour on this flight. It was the most awkward half an hour ever. You know when you slouch in your seat? Or you do that thing with the with your neck, it's like, you know, it's like, it's that. And, you know, I was obviously tearing up. I felt so bad. I'm like, buddy, I'm sorry. I ruined your flight. He's like, you ruined my girlfriend's flight. Not mine, man. I'm like, I know. I don't know what to say. I was like, flight attendant, you got to get me out of this seat. I'll take a fucking parachute. I got to jump out of this plane right now. I can't be here anymore. So it was the worst next half an hour of my life. And that was the grapefruit seltzer incident. And that's, you know, it haunts me to this day. Every time I see grapefruit seltzer in a store, I give it the middle finger and start kicking it. And so that's it. And oh, boy, that is just too much. I wasn't hungover after that anymore. So maybe being embarrassed beyond belief cures the hangover. So take that one down for the history books. All right, let's get into some advice today. Shall we do that? Let's do it. So, last week's advice was way better than this, probably. Keaton was great. Shout out. I'm going to have some more guests on. I really like doing it. It's not really the scheduling thing. It's more of just, you know, if I can sort of line it up with my schedule. Well, it is sort of a scheduling thing, but also, you know, if someone hits me up on Instagram or something with good advice, I'll be like, yeah, hop on, blah, blah, blah. It's more of like, it's in the moment, you know, in the moment. So we'll get some more people on. In the next upcoming weeks. Wow, we've been doing this for like 6 or 7 months. This is great. Thank you guys so much for the support. Let's grab our first question. All right. Boyfriend conveniently waited until we were engaged before telling me that he has a fart fetish. Oh, yeah. What a good way to start. What a good way to start. All right, here we go. My boyfriend turned fiance have been engaged for just under a month. On Thursday, he divulged to me that he has a fetish for women farting. More specifically, women farting during sex. I overcame the initial shock and managed to hide my disgust for long enough to hear him out. After he finished explaining himself, I made it very clear to him that I'm not comfortable with that fetish and will not be doing that for him. He acknowledged that. I'm starting to think I may need to rethink this relationship. If I won't indulge his fetish, then how will he? I don't mean to kink shame, but certain things are just too far. It's a huge turnoff for me, and I haven't been able to look at him the same since he told me, or even think about having sex with him. Maybe I'm being too judgy and I need time to calm down, but I'm angry that he kept this from me for the years of dating and waited until we were engaged to tell me something like this. It's a red flag. It's manipulative, and it makes me wonder what else he could be keeping from me. Plus, marrying a man who has that fetish would be a deal breaker for many. Sexual compatibility is one of my top priorities. What should I do? Oh, man. Well, for one, he should have told you way before being engaged. Like, I think he did that on purpose. It seems like he did that on purpose. 1 month into the engagement, he tells you, and you guys have been dating for a while. So that was bad of him. Yeah, I'm not really a fart guy. You know, I've never really, you know, there was this thing in high school called cake farts. I'm sure a lot of guys who are listening to this probably know what I'm talking about. But yeah, women would just sit on cakes and fart. He probably, it didn't matter what kind of cake, white cake, wedding cake, it doesn't matter. There's all of them. But I'm sure he watched that too. But, you know, to be honest with you, there could be worse fetishes. And also, you don't, I think having that kink, you don't really have to do that in bed for him to be pleased with you. Yeah, it's maybe a little bit of a red flag, but is it a deal breaker? I don't know. I mean, some people are kind of weird like that. It's not my thing. I'm more of a foot guy. But, you know, it's just, it's a weird situation to be in, especially when you're engaged. I would have a talk with him about it, being like, I'm never doing that again. I would just sit him down and be like, I think this is really weird. I don't know. I know it's your kink. I don't want to kink shame. This is not going to happen. And he may be okay with never doing that And that's and that would that be fine for you? I feel like this is more of a phone call situation. Like, I feel like you need to call in or something, or we need an update here. Because there are, like I may have mentioned, there are way worse fetishes than this. Like, imagine, like, can we bring a dog into the situation here? Like, that would be fucked up too. You know, there's a lot worse things. And if he's comfortable with never doing, just maybe like giving him the option of just watching that porn or something, like, I don't know how you'd do this. Again, bad advice here, but I don't think this is breakup worthy. I think if he's okay with just watching it on TV occasionally without your parents being around or something, you know, in his office without you walking in on him, I think this marriage could work. However, if you're thinking that badly about it, if this is horrifying for you, then I'd walk away, obviously, before you get married. You don't want to be in that situation. Would you want your kids knowing their daddy has a fart fetish?
That's another one. Imagine the kids walking in. He's just like, "What is that noise on your computer? Like, are you watching fart videos,
Dad? What?"
this is a tough one because there could be way worse things. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna get into it, but I would talk to him again, saying this is never happening. Like, how can we solve this? How can we solve this and move on? Or if you think that badly about it, I would consider walking away. I wouldn't, personally. So there's my advice on that one. Good luck. I hope there's an update. I hope you don't cave in. Just, you know, I don't know, maybe try it once. Just get a couple glasses of wine in you. Maybe you'll change your mind. Just one time. Oh, man, I wouldn't. That's so weird. That is funny. You know, you can't shame people, you know, whatever. You know, some people like black coffee, some people like it with a little cream and sugar. What can I say? All right, next question. What do we got here?
My husband seems to have an issue with me masturbating. Together 11 years with a couple kids. His sex drive is higher than mine, and since our kids have been born, he seems to think that because he wants to have sex with me constantly, and he thinks he doesn't get enough sex, I don't have the right to pleasure myself. I feel silly writing this. It sounds next level controlling. I just wanted some input. I've been turning over a new leaf. I feel like there is a huge double standard in our relationship. He can do what he wants, and for some reason, there's always a justification. He masturbates when he wants. I can walk in on him doing it, and he'll just carry on with what I'm doing. No big deal. That's weird. Anyway, he kind of caught me yesterday, and I knew it, he said to me, as if I'm doing something wrong. So he said, I knew it. We had sex a day or two before, so I said to him, your issue is that you think we don't have enough sex, so I shouldn't be pleasing myself, but when is it okay? We did have sex recently. I told him I can do it when I want. It's my body and he doesn't own me. Anyway, he looked at me as if I were cheating on him. What should I do? Yeah, that's super weird. That's definitely a double standard. You should do whatever you want. I mean, sometimes you don't want a man there. You know what I'm talking about? You don't want your significant other around. Sometimes you just want to, you know, do whatever you got to do. By your lonesome. You got to do it by your lonesome. That's from a movie. I don't know what the movie is, but please email me about it. Yeah, that's a double standard. He seems controlling. This seems like a situation where you guys got to have a good sit down, because he shouldn't even be, I knew it. Like, he knew what? Like, what do you, it's not like there was a guy there. I fucking knew it. No snooping was going on. It's just doing your personal thing. It's your body. Do what you want with it. Fuck this guy. I'm on your side. I don't know your name, but I don't know your name, but I'm on your side. I think this guy sucks. He can do whatever he wants, and you can't do whatever you want. And, you know, it seems like this is not a dead bedroom situation. It's not like you guys haven't had sex for, like, 7 months, you know? You had sex the last couple days. Chill out, guy. What are you doing? You're acting like an idiot. So that's what I think. I think he's too controlling. You got to tell him to stop being so controlling and let you do whatever you want. And just because he has a higher sex drive doesn't mean you can't do whatever you want, you know? So be yourself, do whatever you want, do what makes you happy. This guy sucks, but I'm going overboard here. I'm sure he's a great father, great husband or whatever, but yeah, he seems like the sexual drive is what's kind of killing the situation here. But do what you want, screw this guy, that's my advice. Wow, we're really banging this out today, you know? These are some pretty straightforward. Well, the fart fetish thing wasn't too straightforward, I got to tell you. Yeah, so let's go on to the next question here, and let's do it. Shall we? Shall we do it? And that we shall. I'm too attracted to my husband. Wow. I wish somebody ever would say that to me. I am too attracted to, I'm a simp, by the way. Well, I'm a slight simp. I'll be like, I'm going to buy you flowers. I'll get you, I love you. I don't say that, but, you know, I fall easily. Anyway, sorry. I'm rambling now. All right. I'm too attracted to my husband. Okay, so I've recently gotten married. I'm 26 and my husband is 27. I really love him and I'm very sensitive about him. Even the tiniest thing could make me cry. I only think of him and I want to cry, not in a bad way. And I don't know why, but I'm too attracted to him. I know it's normal to be attracted to your loved one, but I feel like my attraction to him is a bit exaggerated. It might sound weird, but I love to hug him tightly as though I'm gonna absorb him. Jesus, sounds like me. And I like to rub my face, that's not me, I'm just kidding. And I like to rub my face on his, and I feel it on mine. This is like a romance novel. And I do this to the point that his face hurts a bit. I even smell his face, and his hair too. Even when I sleep, I look for his face and get so close that it becomes as though glued to mine. And every time I get the chance to get my hands on him, I do it. I want to feel him every second. I look at other couples and they are attracted to each other, of course, but it is a kind of normal way. Is there something wrong with me? It scares me a bit. Is there anyone out there who experiences these kinds of feelings? Wow. All right. Well, I'm sure there are people who feel this way. That was like a fucking romance thing. Sorry, I went to the romance reading kind of thing. Top romance novels. Like the Notebook. Nah, the Notebook isn't really. What was that movie? Oh, 50 Shades of Grey. It sounded like a 50 Shades of Grey thing. Pride and Prejudice? I don't know anything about that. Sorry, I just looked up top romance novels. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of 50 Shades of Grey going on here, right? Your hands in mine. Your face on my face. Your body absorbs into mine. But anyway, I don't know what you should do here. I mean, once, you know, you're recently married. Once he starts leaving the toilet seat up, you know, he has a fart fetish or something, you're gonna not love him this much anymore. You're not gonna be attracted to him too much anymore. Man, I don't know what to do in this situation. I feel like I need a woman's perspective on this one. But I'm trying to think of guys. I'm sure some guys feel that way. It feels like a clingy sort of situation here, but like to the next level. So yeah, clinginess is a thing that, I don't know, sometimes you just gotta be apart for a little bit. And if you went away for like a work job or like a vacation with his friends or something like that, what would you do? Would you just cry every night? Once you get over the whole honeymoon, the honeymoon phase of the marriage, right? Were you this way? So here's the thing. Were you this way when you guys were dating too? So I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure entirely what to tell you. I think wait it out. Wait it out for 6 months. And if you still feel the same way, then I would get therapy. No. I wouldn't do that. I'm sure there's other people. I'm sure there's other people who feel this way. Okay. And I wish I was that guy. I want your face on mine. I'm like, Jesus, no one's ever said that to me in my life. This girl's a keeper. I do need like a, you know, I like that, but I do need like a cell phone thrown at my face every once in a while. You know, I need a girl, you know, to really say like, Andrew, you suck. Do this for me. I'm like, all right. Jesus, don't yell at me. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'd wait it out. That's what I would do. That's what I'm telling you. I said this 5 seconds ago. Wait it out for 6 months. If you still feel the same way, make an update, and then I can probably give you a better advice. If you're still like this in 6 months, you know, can you talk to your husband about this? Does he know this? It seems like he may be aware of it. Does he feel the same way about you? That would be the cutest obsessive serial killer couple I've ever met in my entire life. But yeah, wait 6 months and get back to me about it. I hope there's an update with the fart thing. I hope there's an update with this one. There's a lot of updates I want to do. There's actually a couple updates from previous things. So I think for the next couple episodes, there have been posts and emails of mine that have already had updates. So maybe I'll read one next week and then in the same episode later on, give you an update. Would that be cool? I think that would be kind of cool. We'll see how it goes. But I think that'll wrap it up today. It's a short episode. Thank you guys for continuing to listen. I haven't really marketed or promoted this at all. I know I talk about this every single week. So I'm going to set that up. Maybe we'll get some more listeners in other countries and stuff and online. And I'm going to pick my YouTube channel back up again, doing clips from the episodes, getting more guests on. It's a really big year for the Anonymous Advice Podcast. So anyway, I hope everyone stays safe for this week. I've been obsessed with this fucking Justin Bieber album. There's this song on there called Anyone. Oh my god, it's so amazing. But I figured out that Long Island superhero John Bellion, maybe you know of him, maybe you don't, he wrote most of the record, wrote and produced most of it. So I knew he did that song. He's got these weird rhythms and the production style. I'm like, this has to be John Bellion. There's no way it isn't. And he's one of my favorite singer-songwriters, producers. And I'll play a little song from his old school stuff. He's just so good. He's put out maybe 3 records. And so a lot of this new pop stuff has his inspirations in it. And I'm glad that he's had the success and all this stuff's going on with him. So I'll play you a clip, or actually I'll play you the full song of one of his older songs. And so you could see sort of the progression from this kind of stuff to Justin Bieber's record. So that was my advice. Thank you for tuning in to the Anonymous Advice Podcast. I'm Andrew. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Cause the size of hefty checks could make me vomit on myself. But I give it up to heaven cause it isn't John. The chorus and instrumental, oh, you think it's odd? I don't have to give you lyrics cause I know it's God. That's why I get emotional when the chorus drops. We know you have to leave and we're not mad at all. You'll be back in town and we'll play basketball. And if you fall off track, we'll be your Adderall. We won't let your soul drown in luxury. Money the jealous type, I always knew it. I knew she'd come around if I only sweat the music. But I'm starting to believe it, that's a problem to my health. Cause the size of hefty checks could make me vomit on myself. But I give it up to heaven cause it isn't John. The chorus and instrumental, oh, you think it's odd? I don't have to give you lyrics cause I know it's God. That's why I get emotional when the chorus drops.